much. Much.
The show looks great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's really, really cool.
Hi.
Hi.
David.
I'm Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Hey.
I'm Andy.
Jared.
Dave.
Hi. Nice to meet you all.
I think we need name tags.
Yeah. We do.
Yeah. So, you know, start with a simple first question. Tell us about the show.
The show is, it's basically about Alan Gregory, who's the most pretentious 7-year-old that we've known, and played by Jonah Hill. And he has two doting gay fathers that tend to his every whim. And the pilot episode, he's going to have to go to public school for the first time with kids his own age. And he just finds that disgusting.
Now, is there concern of having a pretentious 7-year-old being your main protagonist and having audiences actually connect with him right away? I mean, I guess that would be a challenge with the first episode or so.
Well, you know, at the center of it, it's really about this kid who does want to fit in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Deep down, he wants these kids to like him, even though he's insulting them.
He doesn't
on
know
the
how
surface.
To go about it.
Yeah.
And he's got too much bravado to actually show his true feelings, so he just kind of acts like everything's great and it's going his way, and he tries his best to make it happen, but he's having a hard time.
I think the thing that is clear to an audience member, or hopefully is clear to an audience member and relatable, is that he is in a new situation, he wants to be liked, and we're very clear on making sure that those motivations are clear, so that when he's being a jerk to people, the audience understands that he's just like the rest of us. Please like me is at the core of everything.
Yeah. Okay. There's a balance. You can't just be a jerk 24/7.
Yeah, exactly.
Compared to, especially on Fox, the other animation, like, there's a much more down-to-earth feel in your show, you know? You guys mentioned, like, there's not going to be spaceships coming
in. Yeah.
It's not as insane.
We tried to base it in kind of a real world, and the look of it, too, we wanted to look more human and
acting wise we go for like subtle acting and facial acting as opposed to just big like broad stuff. A lot of ours is more
I think that, and the advantage of animation though is that one, you've got Jonah Hill, a full grown adult playing a 7-year-old that you can't obviously do in live action unless it's very expensive, but also, and I think this is really true, is that characters in animation can do much more heinous things to each other than you can do in live action.
And
you have actors, you know, I mean, the British seem to be able to do it, but otherwise in American sitcoms, you can't be really mean to each other, but you can in animation. I mean, every character, we used to joke on Family Guy that every character on Family Guy has raped someone, you know, and somehow, no, that seems to have gone unnoticed.
You forgive me for the audience somehow.
It's fine.
We're not going that far, but I think it definitely, the style of, especially the voice of Jared Andy in the of the show they created with Jonah is there's a fun meanness to the characters, but again, there's heart underneath it. You understand why people are being that way. So that's another reason why the fact that it's animated is a necessary thing.
And a lot of the meanness is oblivious meanness, meaning like they have these self-driven goals, a lot of these characters, and they don't realize what they're doing to other people.
Yeah.
So a lot of it's, you know, misguided, and they don't like Richard doesn't realize he's holding Jeremy captive, basically.
Yeah.
In his relationship.
Jeremy used to be straight. He had a family. He had a wife and kids. And Richard somehow seduced him into this gay relationship.
And Jeremy kind of just goes with stuff. So he just doesn't really vocalize it strong enough.
Yeah.
And he's kind of stuck there.
I was wondering, with the character of Jeremy, who was hilarious.
Yes.
Did you get any inspiration from Donnie from The Big Lebowski?
That's hilarious. We love that movie, but no, we didn't. But we love that movie.
Donnie from what?
Yeah, Big Lebowski.
Oh, Big Lebowski.
Steve Buscemi.
I got a huge Donnie
vibe
from it too.
Oh, that's why.
The characters tell Jeremy he's out of his element.
That would absolutely fit in our
Donnie.
You're out of your element.
Now, being that you're on Fox, how much are you looking to push the boundaries a little bit? I mean, that's what Fox is really known for.
Yeah, we want to push them.
Well, what's great about Fox, and I'm not just kissing my boss's ass, that you have not just two hit shows, but two cultural phenomenons at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock on Sunday night, and they're launching us at 8:30 on Sunday night. And Fox, as a network and a studio, because they have that safety of those two hits, giant cultural phenomenons, they are willing to take creative chances with this show that no other network would take. And so the fact that Alan Gregory is in love with his 70-year-old principal Gottlieb, and that he... his discussions are really do push the boundaries in terms of sex and the 7 year old talking about sex. All these things that you, the fact that we're allowed to take those chances and that's encouraged to. Peter Turner, one of the producers on the show, just constantly like push it more, you know, because they know that that's what the Fox audience and something that wants. But it's definitely story wise, we definitely push the boundaries as much as we can within the voice of the show.
Cool.
I got another one. You guys have those bits like where the where Alan Gregory has like the fantasy about his principal and he poops his pants and stuff that I, you know, kind of falls in line with what we expect from Fox Animation. But some of the funnier bits in there, that, and especially the guy with the great reactions, were the real subtle stuff where Richard slaps Jeremy.
Right.
Do you understand why I had to do that? Like, really, like, is that something you deliberately like? Is that more your guys' humor?
Absolutely.
We love that stuff. I mean, the shitting his pants. That was always like just we wanted this moment where he is a kid. At the heart of it, he is, you know what I mean? And the climax of that presentation was kind of like to show that he is a child, and we wanted that moment. You know what I mean?
Totally.
But yeah, we love the kind of smaller, subtler kind of stuff, and that's why we want it to be human and we wanted it to look the way it looks. And
do you think that sort of subtle humor is kind of the sort of how things are going now? Because I remember in the beginning of Family Guy, it kind of started as more, a little more in your face and kind of,
right.
And now there's a lot more sort of comments that are put to the side that are very hilarious.
Well, I mean, I think that there's always been that at Family Guy, like Stewie asking Brian how his novel is going. It's a classic bit of just, oh, you're doing well there, got the character motivation, just goes on and on and on. And there's definitely a connection to that on this show. This show, you know, does that times 10. And it's, but it's, again, it's Family Guy paves the way for the audience, and Simpsons paves the way for the audience for the writing on those shows is, they're not cartoons. They're not writing those characters as cartoon characters. What's going on there is adult humor. And so just in that sort of general umbrella, that allows a show like Alan Gregory to exist.
Now, the actual animation style, how did you actually come up with it? Because it seems pretty unique, especially compared to what else is on Fox. So is that kind of a mission for you guys to find a unique animation style?
Definitely. We I think Jonah said at the panel, we love the New Yorker, that kind of look and vibe, and it felt like the right attitude for Alan Gregory. So we started there, and then with the help of Bento Box and all the, they have so many great people that help guide our look to what it is.
Yeah.
But we, you know, in the color palette, we just wanted to do something a little different that felt a little more cinematic in moments. And
having worked very closely with these guys, because I come from a different place, having worked in Futurama and Family Guy, which very different sort of look to it, they place the cameras. That is, this is it's animated, but there's a feeling of this is how it would look if it was a movie. And
it's almost like multi-camera versus single camera, like those are the other, you know what I mean?
We do different setups for every shot.
And it's a lot of work, but it lends a style to the show that really isn't, it's not hyperbole. It's unlike any of the animated shows currently on television.
Cool. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Looks like Adam Levine. You get that a lot?
Yeah, you do.
What's that?
Adam